פרק י"א, משנה ו'. הזורק מניסקו לאחר שיצא מידו, a person who throws an item on Shabbos, and after the item leaves his hands, he remembers that in fact it is Shabbos, and before the item, before let's say this rock rests on the ground, he remembers, oh my goodness, today is Shabbos. Since the beginning of the act might be shogeg, the beginning of the act might be by mistake, however, before it actually lands anywhere, he remembers that it is Shabbos, and it is no longer considered shogeg. Or, continues the Mishnah, kulata acher, or, while the person threw the item, another individual intercepted it, or kulata kelev, or if the dog intercepted and caught this item, or shenishafa, or while this item was in flight, it was burnt. In all of these cases, a person would be patur, a person would be exempt for bringing a korban chatas. Reason being, of course, if he throws this item, if another person caught it, or the dog grabbed it, or if it was burnt, in all these cases, the item never rested where he had intended on having the item rest. Therefore, he is patur, he is exempt for bringing a korban chatas for what he had just transgressed. Mishnah continues, Zarak lasas chabura, a person looks up a stone. Intention is to create and to inflict a wound, bin ba'adam bin behema, whether this wound will be inflicted on a person or on a beast or on an animal. We know that creating a chabura, inflicting a wound, creating a wound is in fact forbidden, as will be discussed in one of the Mishnahs later on. The nizkaraj shalonasas chabura, and he remembers, oh my goodness, it is Shabbos, for the wound is actually created, is actually inflicted. Patur, such a person is exempt from bringing a korban chatas. What is the reason why a person is exempt from bringing a korban chatas? Similar to our previous case, since the end of this person's action, he was cognizant of what he was doing, therefore it is not deemed a shogeg, it is not deemed accidental, and only a person whose action begins and ends a shogeg accidentally can bring a korban chatas. However, once cognizant of that it is Shabbos, and once a person is aware of what he or she is in fact doing, that a person can no longer bring a korban chatas, and since by the end he knew exactly what was going on, therefore he is patur from bringing the korban. This is exactly the deal that is mentioned at the end of our Mishnah, Zaklal kol chayve chatas. All of a person who is liable for bringing korban chatas, inan chayavim, they're not liable to bring such a korban, achetez, she lost him to sofan shigaga, until a person both at the beginning and at the end is totally inadvertent. However, from the beginning was inadvertent, but the end was intentional, so that the two cases I previously mentioned, or or from the beginning was intentional, but the end was inadvertent, Pturi, and they're exempt from bringing a korban chatas, ad shetayes, chilasan v'sofan shigaga, the both. The act at the beginning and the act at the end was totally inadvertent. Then and only then do they bring a korban chatas for their action. Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Aleph. You're now, for the first time in a long while, dealing with a different malacha besides carrying an object in Rishus Arabim. And rather, we're moving on to a malacha of bona, a person who builds. The Mishnah begins, a bona. One who builds, kama yivne v'yechayav. How much must a person build till a person becomes chayav for a person to be liable? Says the Mishnah, habone koshehu. One who builds any amount, like filling in a little small hole, that would be deemed bone. That would be considered building. Hamesates, person who chisels, either a stone to make it square or to make it smooth, to complete the brick. Person would be chayav. Hamakev a patish, person who strikes an item, gives it the final blow. They would take a little small hammer, they would knock against, for example, a stone, and separate it from the mountain, or they would complete an item. Once they've made a kli, once they've made a vessel, you do the final act, would be to almost hit it in order to bring all the molecules together to deem it finished. A person would also be chayav. Hamatzad, person takes a small axe used to shape wood, also, or a kodeach, or a person who drills a hole, kosher, with any amount whatsoever, using these items, chayav, a person is liable. Barley Atos has asked a question, Why is it that after the laws of Hatan's Rika, did Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi feel it was necessary to deal with the Malacha of Bona, and also Makke B'Patish, the final hammer blow to an item once it's completed? The Baalei HaTosfos explain that since the 39th Malacha is Hotzah, what is a Malacha which is juxtaposed to it, the 38th Malacha, is that of Makke B'Patish, that of the final hammer blow, and therefore this Mishnah begins to deal with this idea of completing a kli, completing an item, and all that goes along with it, in terms of a person being transgressing the laws of Shabbos. Also, what else do they have in common? Since Baalei HaTosfot, additionally, both of them are shechiach, both of them are quite common. Carrying is something, walking out in the public is something which you do on a regular basis, and so too, finishing objects and finishing items, and dealing with kelim is considered something which is quite common, and therefore, was deemed to be discussed after the laws of Zrika and Hotzah. Mishnah continues, Klal, this is the rule, Kol Ha'osa Malacha. Anyone who does an activity, a creative activity, Malachto Miskayemes, and the result of this activity is enduring, it serves a useful purpose, even if no further action is done to it, but it must be Miskayemes, it has to last, has to be lasting, has to be significant. Exactly how long it has to last for is a machloka depending on the malacha, which we'll discuss. Of course, mitzkemes b'shabbos has to be enduring, has to be productive on Shabbos, not afterwards. Person then would be chayav. A person in such a case is liable. This is concludes. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Amer. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, afamakev akurnas al asadin b'shas malacha. Also, a person who strikes with a sledgehammer on the anvil while working, which ensures that the surface of the hammer is smooth, that the piece of metal which is being hammered will also be smooth, such a person is chayav. Meaning, even though the work isn't necessarily being done directly on the piece of metal, since it is someone is doing this to improve the work, u'pneishu k'misakin malacha, says a rishum megamliel, such a person is chayav. The Pirzat Tanakama would not hold this is considered Gemar Malacha. It's not really considered your Masakia Malacha because it's not actually for the item itself. It's for another item which is being used to improve something. Therefore, that is the Machlokes in Tanakama, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. In fact, the Halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. We do not follow his opinion.